This is Podka. My name is Valerie Stewart. Episode number 76 is here. We're talking today about grumpy and a little dumb sometimes.
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
It is common for younger teenagers to swing routinely between being happy and being sad, from feeling clever to feeling stupid. In addition to changes in what emotions they are feeling, most young teens are exploring different ways of expressing emotions. All of these changes enable the young teen to see how they might be in the future, and develop plans for becoming that person. For the first time, kids are free to think about what could have been, rather than what is. In early adolescence, children are capable of thinking about ideas, as well as things that they cannot see or touch. A 6-year-old thinks that someone who is smiling is happy, while someone who is crying is sad. A 14-year-old might tell you a sad person smiles to mask their real feelings. While that does not mean that you are being silly, it may give you the impression that you are. Seemingly small things that other people are not bothered by can sometimes totally get to you. The problem is compounded when you do not have any control over volume. When others seem completely unbothered by this, you just feel a difficult. Especially during your younger years, it can seriously limit your options when socializing, and can leave you feeling the weirdo. If you are an highly sensitive person, life can feel out of control, and quickly. We all feel hungry sometimes, but for an HSP, that sense of irritation can be more extreme. A night out on the town might be enjoyable and it feels amazing in the moment, but in the days or weeks following, it is common to feel a bit, or even dreadful or anxious, says Glick. Playing fast and loose with our sleep makes us feel like cranky little kids. Skimping on sleep affects your hormones and brain chemicals, and it compromises our ability to tell what is important from what is not. That is why you are so irritable over little, silly things when you are running on fumes. Sleep deprivation impacts your body in myriad ways, but one thing it can do is make you a serious hothead. When we are tired, we lose our ability to make intelligent decisions, leading to car crashes and workplace disasters, both of which can be deadly. Difficult reasoning and concentration may make problems more difficult to resolve for the person who has a traumatic brain injury. Situations that require lots of attention and processing information may cause anxiety in the person with TBI. Making decisions can cause the person with TBI to feel overwhelmed, particularly if they are asked to make decisions. People with brain injuries can experience anxiety without knowing why, or they might be concerned about making too many mistakes, or about failing a task, or about feeling like they are being evaluated. Or some may appear to be riding an emotional roller coaster, where they are happy one moment, sad the next, and then angry. Highly sensitive people can end up racked by resentment over the interaction afterwards, particularly if they suspect that the person is not being entirely honest, or worse, is angry at them, rather than simply sensing what someone is feeling. Many highly sensitive people are feeling it themselves. Some people can feel emotions very quickly and strongly, yet have little enduring impact. On the other hand, we may see those people who are less intelligent, have trouble understanding things very fast, never really bothered to study or do well in school. Even as children, a young teenager might feel like they are the only one feeling how they are feeling or having the same experiences, that they are so special no one else, especially their families, could possibly understand them. Other times, Mr. Obstinate is convinced he knows how to do something without following a manual, a suggestion, or even the law. By doing this lie, he will continually pester and antagonize, pick on plus make fun of, objectify, silence, or simply call others out, usually on very small details or other small reasons, and subject them to his differences of opinion and/or random instances of inconsiderate, unpleasant, unthinking behavior. That may also occasionally result in his being held responsible for the mass destruction destruction, suffering of others, plus, every now and then, for actions for which he is not accountable. Ed Crankshaft is not just a cranky old man, he is a school bus driver who keeps a running tally of how many times he smashes his neighbor George Keisterman's mailbox with the bus and how far he can get the parents or kids to chase the bus before they give up. He
is usually in a foul mood, is headstrong, loves talking about days gone by, and will throw a nice big bird shit-filled bird shit in your face if you press his buttons a little too hard. A lot of Mr. Stubby's disputes are about him not listening or believing in the opinions or suggestions of others, insisting he does it his way or the highway, and being too stubborn to let it slip that something could go wrong, such as the argument that one should stop believing in things that you have seen in movies, for instance.
This has been Podka, episode 76. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.